All right, fans, we got a great guest coming up. He's going to sit down here. Bertha, thank you so much. And we talk about the greatest who ever pitched for the San Francisco Giants is going to be with us here. He's saying hello to Jack Clark. And there we go. Get that on. And, boy, it's what a pleasure. Mike? All right, as I say, that's all right. Bruce Jacobs is with us, too. All right, and Jack Clark is with us, too. Boy, this is an all-star for me. Well, one of the greatest who ever took the mound for the San Francisco Giants. He's one of the best. We love him, and he's the Hall of Famer. His number is retired, number 27, the great Juan Marichal.
Thank you. Thank you.
Boy, Juan, always a pleasure having you here, and a very special day. And I'm so glad you could be here to really speak for the Hall of Famers and explain what it means to have that number up on the wall at the AT&T Park.
Well, when the people see that number, they always say that. I went to San Francisco, I went to AT&T Park, and I saw your number over there in the wall. I said, did you went to see the statue? Yeah, that too. So it's a great feeling to have your number retired and to have a statue right here in this park. And to come and visit San Francisco, it's a great deal to me.
And, of course, today number 25 goes up, and we have 24 and we have 27. You got somebody in between you and Willie now.
Yes. 24, 25, 27. Now the next one is Orlando, 30, and Gaylord Perry, 36, and Willie Mack, 44.
That's right.
So it's a lot of beautiful numbers in there.
It is. And tell us about Bonds. And, of course, you saw him hit, and you were the best. I understand your career and everything you did. When you got on that mound and kicked that leg up in the air and took that ball, nobody was going to touch you. We know that. But tell us about Bonds the hitter, what you see with him.
Well, I can start talking about Barry right from the beginning when he was a little kid running around in the clubhouse with a big bat that his father used to use. So I know him for so long. I remember a show in across the bay in Oakland. That show name was Rumpel Room.
Yeah.
And one of my daughter and Barry, they were on that show. They were a big hit for that show. And I got the picture, and sometimes I start looking at that picture. I say, who was going to say that he was going to become the
home run
champion?
Yeah.
The home run king. That's the words, yes. And I played with his father first. I saw him when he started with the Pirates. Then he came to the Giants. When he came to the Giants, I used to come and chat with him all the time in the clubhouse. I used to say that, oh, you hit all those home runs because you're not facing a guy like me. And he said, you know something? If I face you, I could have hit that record sooner.
Joining us on the phone, Bruce Jenkins is with us. Bruce, talking to the great Hall of Famer Juan Marichal. Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking, when you pass the Marichal statue outside the stadium, that could only be one person. you don't mistake that delivery with anybody else, and it's a great thing to be able to say that you were an absolute original in your style. And, of course, you had so many pitches and so many arm slots, and I'm old enough to have seen you many, many times. I was a Dodger fan growing up, so it's a real privilege to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Are you happy with the way the statue came out?
Oh, yes, very happy.
And
I don't know. Sometimes I look at that statue, I say, did I used to kick my leg that high?
How did you do it? How did you do that?
I don't know. You know, at the beginning, when I started to pitch, I went to see a pitcher in my near my hometown, a guy named Bombo Ramos. Okay. He was a sidearm pitcher. And at that time, I was like 18 years old, and I used to play shortstop. So when I saw that man pitch, I wanted to become a pitcher like him. So I went back home, and I told all my friends that I wasn't going to be a shortstop anymore. I was going to be a pitcher like Bombo Ramos. So I started to pitch. His style was sidearm. So I started as a sidearm pitcher for two years in amateur ball in Dominican, and 2.5 years as a professional. The first one in Michigan City, Indiana. Second one, Springfield, Massachusetts. One day, Andy Gerber come up to me and say, why did you pitch like that? I said, that's how I learned. I don't want to go to the store about Bombo Ramos or nothing like that. I said, this is how I learned. So he said, you want to learn how to pitch overhand, how to throw overhand? I said, what would be the difference if I learned? He said, you would be much better pitch against left-handed hitters. When he told me that, I said, right away, I said, yes, I want to learn. So he took two baseballs and a catcher. We went to the bullpen. I started to try. Never did that before. I was trying. And it looked to me impossible to do it without kicking my leg. And the high leg kick started on that day.
Well, Andy Gilbert in Springfield. Boy,
yes,
what a great story.
Yes, sir.
Juan, and Bruce, jump in whenever you want, but you had so many great confrontations, so many great games with the Dodgers in the 60s. The morning of the game, the evening of the game, before those games took place, what went through your mind knowing that it was going to be you against the Dodgers?
Well, not only against the Dodgers, against either Sandy Koufax or Don Drysdale.
And you didn't get Ron Perenoski or Claude Osteen or anything like that.
Time, right. I was facing
Johnny
Padres.
Yeah.
So that was like a war, you know, on the field. That was like a war, you know, when you're facing the Dodgers. I remember long line here, people trying to get tickets to go see that game, to go see Sandy Koufax pitch, to go see Don Drysdale pitch. And let me tell you, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to face those guys and face the Dodgers baseball club.
We do a game called The Greatest Game in Franchise History. And we did one last week, and I'm so glad to see you today. It was against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And you pitched, and it was a tie. You guys were losing 5-3 going to the ninth inning, and Tom Haller hit a 2-run homer to tie it up 5-5, and you came up to face Elroy Face. And you remember what happened?
Yes,
Go ahead.
I remember.
Come on, you only hit 4 in your whole career, and you won the game with home run.
Let me tell you.
Please tell me the story.
When I saw that game tie, I look at the dugout. I thought Herman Frank was going to take me out.
Yeah.
So he let me hit. So Orlando called me. And Orlando gave me one of his bats, 36 ounce, 35 inches. I said, Orlando, I can handle that thing. That's too heavy for me. He said, go to home plate and swing that bat. I said, no, I can't. So he made me go to the plate, and I asked him, what he going to throw me? He said, the first pitch, he going to throw you slider. So I went to the plate, exactly like he said. You know, I saw that ball, hit a hanging slider. I let that bat go. I hit in the 15th row in left field. Grand slam. That was a grand slam. I think that was the only game he lost that year.
Yeah, 18-1.
18-1.
Yeah,
yes.
but Herman Franks didn't pinch hit for you.
No.
Incredible.
Well,
I was surprised.
A big surprise for me because game tie, I already pitched 9 innings.
That's right.
So I thought it was time for me to get out. But he let me hit. And thank God, I hit one out and we win the game.
Unbelievable. Bruce, go ahead.
I'm surprised you only hit 4 home runs because, as I recall, you took a pretty big cut when you were up there. You didn't get cheated. Were you a pretty good hitter when you were a shortstop when you were growing up?
I think so. As a kid, I think I was a pretty good hitter. Uh-huh. When I came to the major league, I was concentrating more on bunt the ball. Because I think that you can win a lot of games by moving one runner to first to second or third, you can win your game.
Yeah.
And I work so hard, try to be a good bunny.
That's a bit of a lost art today. Not, a lot of pitchers really can't do that, and it hurts them.
I know. And every time I see that, I don't get too happy when I see a pitcher that the manager tell him to bunt, and he can move the runner.
Yeah.
I think that's a no-no.
Well, and for the fans, though, in the game against Spahn, the 16-inning game, did you really tell Willie, I can't pitch another inning, you better win it for me now?
That's another long story. You know, Alvin Dark wanted to take me out in the 19th. So I went to him and said, Mr. Dark, the weather's so nice. I feel strong. Would you please let me stay a little longer? So he let me stay, you know, two more innings. Now we're in the 14th. So he came back to me and said, that's it. You're not going any longer. So I said, Mr. Dark, did you see that man on the mound? I was pointed at Warren Spahn. He said, yes, what happened to him? I said, that man is 42 years old. I'm only 25. Until that man is sitting on that mound, nobody's going to take me away from this kid. I think that was bad. You know, Alvin got so red. I couldn't believe it. So I pitched at 15. That was in and out, you know, because I used to go in and get three out and Warren do the same thing. Now, when I was coming out, pitching the 15, I told Dark, I said, Dark, Mr. Dark, that's it. I told him, that's it. I'm not coming back anymore. So he called the bullpen. He was getting a reliever ready. One spot went in. He got 1, 2, 3. When I saw that, I looked on top of my head. It was a little box in there where you put your glove and your hat. I grabbed my hat and I put it on. I got my glove and I run to the mound. Oh, that was a no-no. They already have the relief pitcher ready to come in. So I run to the mound. Lucky enough that I got 1, 2, 3. Now, coming back to the dugout, I wait around first base line for Willie to show up there. I put my arm over his shoulder. I say, Chico, that's it for me. I'm not pitching any longer. He tapped my back. He said, don't worry. I'm going to win this game for you.
Unbelievable.
And he was the leadoff batter of that inning. The first pitch,
boom.
History, a home run.
Wow. One of the greatest games in the history of baseball.
I think
absolutely.
So. I think so.
Were you ever on a pitch count?
Nope. You know how many pitches I threw in that game?
240?
227.
227.
I love it.
Bruce, I asked that for you.
Yes, Mike Kruko had a great comment the other day talking about how for a young pitcher, or really any pitcher, to go the distance, to get that last out, and to walk off the mound with your teammates, there's no better feeling in the world. And you did that, you and Koufax and Drysdale and all these guys were talking about it. It's so rare today. Like the number one guy for complete games in the big leagues has two this year. And I think that's a shame. I'm just wondering how you feel about the fact that guys aren't finishing their games.
Well, in 68, I complete 30.
Yeah, you know.
and in my whole career, I went 243 games.
There you go.
I complete 244.
Yeah, you know.
So you're not going to see that anymore. No. You're not going to see that.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, I just think it's
maybe in those days, if we couldn't make that kind of money that they make today, maybe I never complete that many games.
Well, it's great to have you here. It's great to have you here, and for Bonds, it means a lot to him to have you here.
Bonds, you know, he tell a lot of people that I'm his second father. I love that man. Since he was a kid, he used to come to my house, and my wife used to cook chicken and rice for him. And not too long ago, about 5 years ago, he came to Dominican twice, 2 years in a row, he came to Dominican. And what the first thing he asked for was, chicken and rice.
Huh?
Yeah, that's great.
So he loved that dish, and we love him. We love him. We're very happy that his number is going to be retired today, and we wish him the best.
That you could be here. How is it seeing Mays and McCovey and Cepeda and Perry every time you guys get together?
Oh, it's a big moment for all of us, you know, because when you see five players that play in the same era and all five in the Hall of Fame, it's something that you're not going to see every day. You're not going to see in every team. So we got five players from the same era that play for the Giants, and we
unbelievable.
Good friends, and we treat ourselves like brothers.
Well, I said McCovey, too, but you meant a lot to Orlando when Orlando wasn't feeling well. When you came up, he turned the corner when you came up.
The baby bull.
You know that.
We love that man. We love that man. He scared me so bad. When I went to the hospital and I saw him lay down there with the club, with the eye closed, I said, Orlando, here's your brother. I want you to open your eyes for me. And he did.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was a good relief.
You know, oh, man.
So great.
Thank God. Juan, it's wonderful having you here. You're the best,
thank you.
And it's a thrill every time we see Juan Marichal. Let's hear it. Absolutely. Absolutely the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I'm very happy to be in San Francisco. I love this city. I love the fans, and I don't know. I went back home because, home is home.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is my second home, San Francisco.
And this is your family. What I say about baseball, this is the family.
Yes, sir.
To come home.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Juan. Thank you, Juan.
Thank you.
Bertha, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Boy, that's good. All right, we'll come back. More coming up on the Sports Minute.